Hello and welcome to the 99th episode of Open Science Radio. And this one is a kind of a repetitive task because this one is also a episode dedicated to one of the events we are regularly attending. And we have been part of this event for the last 3 years, I guess. And as you might already know, March is coming up, and with it is the BarCamp, the Open Science BarCamp, and the Open Science Conference that is held by ZBW. And as we usually do, we have invited Guido to do this opening episode with us in order to tell us what we're going to expect for this 2018 run of the BarCamp and the conference. So welcome back, Guido.
Yes, hello from Kiel, and also thank you for the invitation.
You're kind of a regular guest, so you know how the drill goes. First of all, give us a very short, very brief introduction to why this, why you as an institution are holding these two events, and what we can expect for this year's run.
Yeah, so first of all, so I'm Guido Scherb. I'm still working at ZBW, Leibniz Information Center for Economics. So this is a special library for economic literature. And I'm still coordinating the Leibniz Research Alliance Science 2.0. And the Research Alliance is, in the meantime, we are 5 years old. And so one objective of this Research Alliance is that we want to build a network, especially in Europe, of all stakeholders that are, I would say, initially affected by Science 2.0, but recently also more focused on open science. So we want to establish some sort of Science 2.0 open science network in Europe. And in this context, an annual conference is an important platform for that endeavor. And so this is where this conference comes from. So we have currently, it was renamed in between. And so we have traditionally a 2 days main conference. This is currently called Open Science Conference. And we have preceded a BarCamp, which takes place 1 day before the conference. And yes, last year we moved to Berlin. And with this step, we gained a lot more audience and participants. So last year we have been sold out, and this year we have decided not to change a running system, a good running system. So we stayed in Berlin for this year, and we had the same situation as last year. So 4 weeks after opening registration, both events have been sold out. At the Open Science Conference as well as the BarCamp, and both events are very international, so we can be really satisfied with the setting, and and as many people didn't manage to get a ticket, we are also happy that we have some reports from both conference at the BarCamp, and this is a part of the Open Science Radio. So happy again that Open Science Radio is on board, and as I've heard, you are close to the 100th episode, when this is the 99th episode.
Right, that will come up also quite soon. Let's talk a bit about the BarCamp. I mean, we have done this kind of episode a couple of times now, and most of the people should be familiar with what a BarCamp is and how especially the Open Science BarCamp works, which is basically the same as every BarCamp because it's the format matter, right? But you said this one will again be very international, and I would guess that we even see a bit of increase in internationalism. So what's there to tell us what we can expect?
So yes, as you said before, the BarCamp Open Science is the organization is a typical BarCamp. But what it makes a bit unique is that it's an international BarCamp. So the backup language will be English. And due to that, we have many international participants. I think one important aspect is that we are co-allocated with the Open Science Conference, so that some participants visit both events. And yes, the Backup Open Science is generally dedicated to the open science movement, and the Barcamp from its approach, it's a more bottom up approach or a bottom up event. So what we want to like is that we invite mostly researchers, but not only, but all researchers that are interested in doing open science practices or also have a lot of experience in open science practices to come and to discuss and to share experiences and everything that they want to talk about to bring open science into practice. So we invite everybody, so you don't must have any great knowledge about open science practice. You can come as a completely novice, but you can also be an expert and you want to share your knowledge or to present a project. So most topics are more practically oriented. That means some tools are presented, some projects are presented, infrastructures and so on, but also some sessions are or have discussion on a more general level about what could be the future of open science in a certain context. Last year, we tried to give a focus on open education resources. This year, we want to align our focus with the Open Science Conference, major topics, which will be on fair data and so on. But generally, we are completely open to all topics around open science, maybe on a practical level or maybe on a more visionary level. That depends on the participants. And what is also unique for our Barcamp is that we have an ignition talk every year, which wants to inspire the participants a bit to create ideas for own sessions or to create ideas or to shape the discussions in the following sessions. And I'm really happy that this year the next talk will be given by Lambert Heller, and he tries to give and from my point of view a very visionary vision about the future of a scholarly publishing system. I think 3-4 years we see an increased community that are thinking about decentralizing the science system. So, for example, by using blockchain or peer-to-peer technologies. And so Lambert's idea is that we should move the scholarly publishing system to peer-to-peer networks to have more independence, more transparency. It will be more reproducible what happened there and so on. So, so this sounds again like a really good setup for this year. And Wikimedia hosts this Barcamp in their facility, and it will be on 12th of March.
Great. We will definitely be attending the Barcamp, and as last year and the year before and the year before that year, if I remember correctly, we will hold on to the session moderators and try to get their impressions of their sessions afterwards. So hopefully throughout the day, we will already publish a couple of episodes, just small chats with different session moderators that hopefully give you as listeners some basic mood from the Barcamp, and maybe what the main discussion points are, so that you can at least follow a bit besides reading something like Twitter or something else, right? The 2 days afterwards will be dedicated to the conference that will also take place in Berlin. And maybe you can tell us a bit more about the conference, what you already said this year's focus, or one of this year's focus is more in the direction of open and fair data. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about what we can expect throughout the 2 days.
Yeah, sure. So generally, the Open Science Conference is rather high-level oriented compared to the barcamp. So we didn't change the mechanism to last year. So we have invited speakers, we have a panel, and we have also contributions from different projects and infrastructure projects that responded to our call for project presentations. What is completely different to the barcamp is a mixture of participants. So beside researchers, we have also librarians, policymakers, infrastructure providers, publishers, and so on. We have generally all stakeholders affected by open science are participating in the open science conference. And so in the last years, we had some major focus on what happened on European science policy level, and it started with the European science cloud. And so this will be again a major topic this year. So last year the European Open Science Cloud was more in a conceptual level. And with January 2018, they started the so-called prototype, an EOSC pilot that has been launched in January. And so one major topic will be the current status of the European Open Science Cloud implementation. And another important topic is that we saw last year that these so-called fair data principles seems to be in the meantime widely adopted as a core set of principles for implementing data infrastructures, and especially to interconnect data infrastructures. For example, European Open Science Cloud has a federated approach to link different data infrastructures together that you can search across this different disciplines. And based on this idea, this so-called GoFair initiative was started in the Netherlands. And together with Germany and also France, the GoFair initiative is a more bottom-up approach in contrast to the top-down UC Open Science Cloud initiative. GoFair is more bottom-up that wants to support the implementation of the European Open Science Cloud from a member state level. And they created, for example, some GoFair offices in Netherlands, in Germany, and also I think it will be in France this year. And so the role of FAIR principles in constructing and running, operating, implementing data infrastructures that can be open or should be open will be an additional topic during this conference, and we have different talks about the topic. And at the end, besides these major topics, we have also some interesting talks about general open science topics. And this year, so I'm somehow special happy about that, Felix Schönbrot, was the speaker at the Open Science Conference, and he will talking about incentive structures to foster to increase the sharing rate of data, so to improve halt data sharing. So that is a basic concept, and we will also have a panel on FAIR data. And maybe one last comment is that to see that this is currently this topic, FAIR data, or European Open Science Cloud, is completely aware at the different funding agency, especially also in Germany. We could for example, that Georg Schütte, he is state secretary of the BMBF, so the Federal Ministry of Education and Research in Germany. He will open the first day of the conference, and also the president of the Leibniz Association, Matthias Kleiner, he will give a talk about science and openness. He's the representative of a big research association in Germany. He will give a talk on the second day. So this also shows that that this topic is currently highly relevant at different institutions in Germany, for example, the BMBF or Leibniz Association or other institutions or associations. That shows that this topic has an important role, and so these people also come to conferences and to give input.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once we will link the program for the conference in the show notes, and once you go through the program, you can see that a lot of the speakers on both days are actually fairly high level, either on a national, if not even on an international level. I guess somebody like Karel Lueben is more or less even nowadays even well known and anticipated on the European level, because he is such a important figure in the Go Fair initiative and on the national level in the Netherlands regarding the fair principle implementation, basically. Right. So you can already guess that this will be again also a very policy related a conference on many levels and on many aspects, which is nothing bad, but it's probably a bit more abstract, hopefully a bit more precise as last year, which was, or the last 2 years, which were really abstract with all the different initiatives starting related to the European Open Science Cloud. And we can see some forthcomings there. And this year will be really interesting.
Yeah, sure. So I hope, and that was the idea also for this year, that we have, besides that, that is a more, that we have more high policy or high level speakers, that is not only talking, that they're not only talking about science policy issues, but also about the progress we made currently. And for example, European Open Science Cloud. So to give it a more, to more practice implementation focused shift. And for the other contrast program, we have then the Barcamp, or we have also some, we have currently 90 posters that are presented that are really from based off the call for project presentations. We intended to have current outcome and results from research projects, infrastructure projects. So this is a contrast to the high level talks, I hope. And yes, what I additionally expect is that for many people, research data management is nothing completely new. It's some people are working for 20 years or more on that. And so this, for example, I expect also interesting, looking forward to the panel discussion of FAIR Data, because on the panelists are persons like Hans Pfeifberger from the AWE in Bremerhaven, who has a long history in working in research data management. And also for those people, I think these FAIR Data principles are nothing completely new, but only a next step to bring, for example, research data management to a broader range of communities that are currently not so affected by research data management so far. So we have a combination between people that have a long history working on research data management and communities that are quite new discussing about how we can adapt these new communities to research data infrastructures.
Yeah. One short note about Hans Pfeifenberger. For those of you who understand German, there is a podcast episode on the Resonator podcast with Hans Pfeifenberger. It's from 2014, so a couple of years back, but still his messages have remained over time. You can give it a listen to get a bit more introduced to this person who is really well known throughout Germany. Maybe you can follow his arguments then in the panel discussion. All right. I think that leaves us with a good introduction to both events. We're definitely looking forward to attend both. And you will hear a couple of episodes from the Barcamp. You will hear a couple of episodes probably from the conference as well, especially as we hopefully have again the opportunity to talk to some of the poster presenters and to the people involved with the related projects. And again, afterwards, we will hopefully sit together with Guido and talk about both events in hindsight and have some audio maybe from the conference to give you an even more in-depth view about this event.
Yeah, great. Then thank you for the invitation. So yes, even I'm looking forward to both events. I can't wait that they will start. And you know, even if you have you are not among the exclusive group of people that have a ticket, I would like to invite all listeners to follow the events on social media, and especially we are a couple of Open Science Radio podcast episodes. So then see you in Berlin.
Right.
Or see you on the Open Science Radio platform.
Right. Thank you, Guido, for being our guest again. And as Guido said, see you in Berlin.